Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. So I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Michelle from the Aston Villa Foundation, who's going to talk about what they're getting up to this month and also just in general. So how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us on today.
Great stuff. So just talk to us about teamwork and what it's about.
Yeah, so teamwork kind of came to life last year through the pandemic. I mean, it was obvious that people's lives were turned upside down and there was a lot of changes to people's routines. And with that uncertainty, brought changes in people's mental health. You know, people were really starting to struggle. And we started as a team, started to look at local data and research, which showed that a lot of people in Birmingham were reporting that their mental health had been affected by COVID. And a lot of people were not actually accessing the services. You know, they just weren't getting help. So we've devised a program that we thought we could then educate and support the local community and the Aston Villa family, so the fans, so reaching out to the fans to offer them some support in their overall mental health and wellbeing. And I think as a football club, we're well placed because we do reach out to the fans and the local community. And I think as well, there's that need for males to talk about mental health. And I think, again, we're well placed with a lot of male fans because men seem to access that support at the point of crisis. And we want to try and avoid people doing that. And, you know, that's not me just saying that. That's actually backed by data that, you know, 3 in 4 suicides are by male. So we want to try and offer that help at the earlier point so people start to access that help before it reaches crisis. And I think as well, I don't know if you agree, people need to talk about mental health in the same way we talk about physical health. Yeah, you know, we always talk about that, don't we? But mental health is still that stigma attached to talking about it openly. And I think that's a shame.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think I'm with you on everything that you've said, really, because obviously, you know, it's been a difficult time for everybody, hasn't it? And everybody's life has changed dramatically. You know, some people struggle more than others, but I think at this moment in time, everybody's been affected by something within the last year. You know, it's been a year since Boris announced his national lockdown the first time. And I think when you start taking things away from people that might naturally help people, such as going to a football match, going to the gym, meeting your friends, you become quite alone, don't you? So I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing as well.
And I think, like you say, with the football, it's that sense of belonging, isn't it? And you're with like-minded people, you share that common interest, that love of Villa. And not just the game itself, but the camaraderie, the going up to the ground, the, you know, in the pub beforehand, there's all that social element that people have lost, you know, and connecting with others we know is so important, and especially at the moment, people not doing, and, you know, Zoom and Teams, they're all great, aren't they? But there's nothing better than actually connecting in person. And yeah, so teamwork, let me tell you about teamwork, it's before I forget. So teamwork is our new program, and it's going to have 3 elements to it. So there's a physical element, there's a digital element, and there's some mental health first aid training. So in terms of the physical element, we're going to devise and shape a timetable that's going to have some activities on. So some might be physical and some might be social. But we're working with local partners and people in the community so that we shape what is needed, what do people need, and then we can pull together a timetable that matches that need.
Yeah.
But we've also got our 24-hour football match. I don't know if you've seen that. That's going to be at the end of July and August. 24-hour football, it's going to be some going, isn't it? People, if they want to get involved, can email us at teamwork@avfc.co.uk and we can tell them more about that. And also, quite exciting, we run a football session at the moment, which is for anyone 18 plus that's living with a mental health condition, and it's run in the daytime. But we're also going to bring in an evening session because there's a lot of people that work that would like to access that session. So we're putting on an evening class, which I think will be really popular. And we're going to also run the digital part of the programme, and will be about raising awareness of mental health campaigns. So we will offer support in the form of what we call a team sheet, which will give information, some signposting. We're also going to work alongside fan groups such as yourself to hopefully raise the profile of the programme and to show what is on offer at the football club. And we're also working alongside the Villa Walking, Villa Running and Villa Cycling group to get people physically active, because we know how much that helps with your overall mental health and well-being. And again, like with the football, joining these groups, you're actually creating this and becoming part of a community. So you've got that kind of shared interest, a little bit of healthy competition as well on the leaderboard, on the Strava. so also we've got those. And then the final strand is mental health first aid training. So I'm going to be trained as a mental health first aid cascade trainer. It's a mouthful, isn't it? So going out into the local community, training people up to become mental health first aiders, because I think it would be great if everywhere, every organisation had mental health first aiders, the same as we have traditional first aiders in the workplace. I think that would really help people open up and talk about it in a safe space. So, yeah, so that's what teamwork looks like.
I think it's fantastic. It's jam-packed full of stuff. It's going to obviously help a lot of people out there as well, isn't it? You know, it's there for people to get involved in. And I just think it's absolutely fantastic. So you had a successful wellness event in February, which obviously will move us on now to April with stress awareness. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, so it's stress awareness month throughout April. So as part of that campaign, we're going to be releasing quite a lot of content so people can access that support. We're going to be doing team sheets. So our team sheet will talk about what is stress, how stress can affect the body, and what can you do to manage stress? So what coping strategies can you use? So we're going to give some advice, but then we're going to signpost to local partners who are obviously the expert in those areas to get some more information. We're going to return to some physical sessions. So there's going to be the additional Think Football session, which will be taking place in an evening for those people that work. So that will be available through April. We've got some interviews and case studies with some people connected to the club, which I think people will find really interesting. And I'm going to be running a workshop at the end of April on stress again. And we're going to look at stress in a bit more detail. And those workshops as well will be an opportunity for people to jump on and talk to other people about stress and how they manage stress. Because it might be that you go on there and you start talking to others and you think, oh, actually, I might give that a try. That might help me. So it's about that connecting with others and sharing experiences, I think, is really important as well. So that's going to take place at the end of April. So there'll be information going out on our social media about that.
Fantastic stuff. And I think it fits well with, you know, life getting back to normal. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are probably going to feel anxious and a little bit stressed. You know, even in a sense of just going and socializing around people. You know, we've all been distanced from people that you don't know for so long, when we're all going to be sort of let out into the real world again eventually. And, you know, you're going to feel anxious and stressed about it. And even the football, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, hopefully in the summer when you're getting sort of 42,000 people at Villa Park, people are going to be anxious and stressed about going back to the grounds, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Back to what was, I say normality, but you know what I mean. It is quite daunting for people. And I think there's almost that feeling that everything needs to be phased, return to normal life, doesn't it? So, yeah, so fingers crossed with this program, we can give people, and like I say, working with yourselves, which is going to be brilliant and something we've wanted to do for a while. So I'm so glad we can do it, is spreading the word and getting people talking. That's really important.
Thanks so much. And everybody get involved, obviously. Follow Aston Villa Foundation on Twitter and their social media pages to get involved as well.